Attention local artists, KCOS is looking for you. Their annual art auction takes place on May 2nd and 3rd, and they can't do it without you. This year's event has an interesting twist. For the first time ever, it will be a juried show, and today we welcome Emily Martin-Loya from KCOS. Welcome to State of the Arts, Miss Emily.
Thanks, Maureen. It's great to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty of your art auction, I'm curious to know the importance and impact that the artists have on KCOS, the artists that contribute to this.
That's a great question. Actually, Art Auction is our largest fundraiser of the year for KCOS. So we do a great event in the fall that's a wine and food tasting, but actually art makes the largest impact on our fundraising bottom line from an event standpoint.
See, and I love that story because there is a true economic impact through arts, and you know, you can see it, and these are the kind of things
really
that we need
can.
People to know.
And you know, a lot of times people think, we talk about our members and viewers like you on public radio and public television, and also, our artists, this is a great way for them to contribute and have their work shown publicly in a different format on television, maybe reach some audience that might not have known of their work before or just really enjoy their work and like to be able to support it and also support public television at the same time.
And what, you know, from the artist's point of view, because I know you work with them a lot, what is it that compels these artists to give back to their community, you think?
Well, I think it varies from artist to artist, but I think the heart of it is some connection with our programming and what we do in the community. I know I was talking with an artist the other day, and she was saying how some artists had been like, well, why do you give to public television? Why do you donate your time and your art to it? And she said, because my kids and my grandson love public television. They grew up on PBS Kids and Sesame Street and
who didn't, right?
How many people in El Paso don't say, like, I learned English or I got better at English or I learned my ABCs from Sesame Street? And the fact that that programming, it's free to everyone, but it does cost. And this is one way that they can support it and show their work at a great way. So some people it's the kids programming, some people it's our arts and cultural programming, our news, or just the outreach that we do in the community with kids and families and educators.
Or Downton Abbey.
Who doesn't love Downton Abbey and Masterpiece, you know, a good Sunday evening with us on KCOS. Yeah.
This year's show is juried. Well, tell us about that idea and the twist that you guys are taking. I know you said you got the idea from another station.
Yes, actually. So there are only a few stations left in the country that actually do auction, and specifically art auction. So I wanted to, being this only my second year in doing our art auction here at the station, I really wanted to borrow some great ideas from other places. So I reached out to the Sacramento, California station, KVIE, and spoke with their coordinator of their art auction, Heath. And he shared with me all their information, how they organize their show. He sent me links to the on-air side. And so we've gotten a lot of great ideas on how to improve the look of art auction as well as the way that we serve our artists and our audience during art auction. So one great suggestion he had was to make it a jury show so that folks have very clear expectations. And so now there's an artist handbook, and artists know the different categories that they can be judged in and that they can submit in. And it's really, there's space for everyone, and we'll take up to 2 entries per artist. So we've got a local flavor section, which is celebration of the best of the Paso del Norte region and all mediums, which are always popular works. So people love to have a piece of El Paso or Las Cruces or the border. And we've got the human form through figurative and representation also of animals, and then still life and landscapes, which kind of covers everything that's non-regional landscapes and any still life, and then a photography category. I love photography, I'll have to say. I'd love to see some more submissions in that area because that's been one of the lighter areas for us in the past. And then contemporary and mixed media, which kind of is the area where if you don't fit into one of the other categories, you'll probably always find a home in contemporary and mixed media. But abstract, non-objective, any 3D and functional art there as well.
Now, you mentioned that, because we do have a lot of artist collectives here in town.
Yeah.
So you can enter as a collective and then also as an individual artist,
yeah.
Is that correct?
So we have a gallery entry form, but that could also, even if you don't have a physical gallery, if you're a group of artists out there that would like to enter together, if you can get in, you know, 4 to 6 pieces from a group of artists, we'd love to have one person from your group come on and represent, and we do some training in advance so you
what
feel comfortable on air, right? And you'll get to talk about the art that was submitted from those artists and help us highlight it, and we'll be on with an auctioneer so that we can do the work that we need to do to raise the funds too. But it's a great chance for us to have somebody from that group actually speak about what is that group's focused, and also you can highlight if there's something cool coming up or a different show happening as well. So a lot of good airtime for
now,
you.
Now, as a collector, this is a great opportunity if you're looking to kind of, you know, maybe start a collection or, you know, get into it a little bit deeper. You all do a great job about talking about the artist, explaining the piece, and just giving everybody the information they need. Along the way, you're also helping out KCOS.
Oh, yeah. We have so much fun. It's probably the most fun of the year because there's so much energy in the studio when we're doing it. But also, we are thankful for so many volunteers that come in between answering the phones to the artist experts that come on air with us, our auctioneers, because they really do know the art well. And we're always looking to add other folks that want to be on air with us that are those art experts and from those groups, too. So please feel free to reach out and contact us. We'd love to get you involved with our art auction.
How can they contact you?
So you can find all the information on our website with the artist handbook, the entry forms. Our deadline for submitting art, where preferred digital entries, is March 13th. So a couple weeks away still, so you've still got some time. All the details, you can download the handbook, download the entry form. That's at kcostv.org. And then you can also contact the station, so you can give us a call at 915-590-1313.
And the art auction itself happens on May 2nd and 3rd?
Yes, so there's a little bit of time there so that we can curate the art, and then we can organize it, get it in order, and all the artists that are selected into it will know when their art's going to go on within like a 30 to 60 minute time frame, so that they can tune in and they can encourage their friends to tune in and see their art on air. And we want all of you to tune in too and either begin or grow your collection and just enjoy that appreciation of local art from our area.
Okay, so artists, your deadline is Friday, March 13th.
You got it.
Art collectors, tune into KCOS on May 2nd and 3rd to see what you can pick up. And we thank you so much, Miss Emily, for joining us here on State of the Arts.
Oh, thank you, Marina.